Vegan Leader, a precious gift for the world.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Нашите предавания предлагат много езици. Моля вижте suprememastertv.com/schedule.
So if you have animals, please do treat them like yourself. Hey? Okay? You have to treat animals just the way you treat yourself, because they are like children. They depend on you, and they're loyal to you.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, Dutch, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Diakalai means how are you in Tatum, one of the official languages of Timor-Leste. My name is Francisco. The peace-loving people of Timor-Leste appreciate your selfless devotion in saving the innocent animals you've rescued over the years. May we all live in harmony with all of God's creation. East Timor, or Timor-Leste, is a beautifully mountainous country that occupies half the island of Timor in Southeast Asia. Along with its two smaller islands of Yako and Atoro, Timor-Leste is one of the world's newest nations. The island's climate is tropical with moderate rainfall, ideally suited for the country's coffee farms that employ one-fifth of the population. The fragrant sandalwood tree is also abundant in the hill areas, with coconut palms in the lowlands. The waters surrounding Atoro Island are home to some of the most biodiverse marine life in the world. Communities on the island have unified to join individual protected water areas into one continuous network for better preservation and sustainability. The people of Timor-Leste are a fascinating blend of European and Pacific Island influences. Their traditional cuisine features naturally vegan dishes like the delicious batardon, prepared with corn and mung beans. The country is also well known for its traditional textiles like the vividly colored ties. Naturally dyed with plant materials, ties are often styled as garments for both men and women, or as elegant ceremonial decoration. The majority of the Timorese are farmers producing crops of corn, rice, cassava, sweet potatoes, dried beans, coconuts, and coffee. The country is well known for its traditional textiles, garments, handicrafts, pottery, basket weaving, and wood carving. Nearly all of the population are devout Roman Catholics, who are always eager to share and quick to smile, and are appreciative of their traditions and strong family values. we were delighted to briefly introduce culturally rich Timor-Leste to you, heroic viewers. We pray our dream of a loving and peaceful world will soon be here for us all to enjoy. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Laozi, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gucci Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008. February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Thank you. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we're blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Make Miracles with Your Positive Spirit, Part 2 of 6, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on January 2, 2006 in the United Kingdom.
I'm alone most of the time. I don't have bodyguard. I don't have anything to protect myself. I don't even have a spray or anything. Some vinegar spray. That could hurt. It's just for washing hands and for my dogs. And I take a bottle of half water, half vinegar with me all the time. And sometimes in the restaurant, you know, I use it to wash my hands, spray it on my hands, and then wipe it and spray it on the utensils, public utensils, to disinfect it, you know, and wipe it off, and then it's clean. You know, like the dry clean system. It helps, yeah? So there's no chemical. Vinegar, you know, is harmless, isn't it? You could eat it, so it doesn't matter. I carry a little bottle all the time. You learn another trick now? And sometimes you spray around your window and all that also. Or there are some insect repellents that I have told you. The non-toxic ones, you spray around the window so insects don't come through. Also, even mosquitoes stay away. You know, insects, small insects stay away from your net, window net. Also, sometimes if you don't have, then you spray vinegar. It also helps. Yeah. Because vinegar dispels all the smell, you know. They're all only attracted to smell. So instead of perfume, maybe you spray some vinegar and then mosquitoes don't know if you are lactose or or hard-blooded blonde, you know. Maybe they think you are cabbage, a salad. You still have dogs? Yeah? Okay, clean them with vinegar water, eh? Only, okay? If you have dogs or cats or pets in the house, you clean your house only with vinegar. Yeah, and now and again, if you really want it clean and you don't feel sure, then clean with whatever you have to. But afterwards, have to clean with water throughout so that no more chemical things are left in the house, because you could kill your dogs or cats that way. Understand me? Not kill immediately, but make them suffer for many years. You know, they cannot bear. Understand that? Yeah, if you can hear your dogs, they tell you. So vinegar water, that's all we want. Yeah, half, clean it. And clean with the vinegar the dog's body when you want to let them in the house, yeah? Clean the paws and everything with vinegar water. vinegar wet towel, yeah? And then after that, you know, around the eyes, you have to clean quick with water so it doesn't smart their eyes, yeah? And the sensitive area, you know, with like a revealing skin, yeah, or a sensitive area, and then you have to clean it back with water, yeah, afterward, immediately. So it takes away the sting, yeah? Okay? That's the best. If you really cannot have vinegar on hand, you can use baby wipes, but then wipe with water immediately after, okay? So no more residues of the chemical, whatever it is. They say baby wipes sometimes for babies, but still, it's still very strong, yeah? And if day after day, you know, they're leaking it, I don't know if it's good. It's supposed to be for the bottom only, you know? So we use it everywhere. It's not very guaranteed, is it? Okay, we talk from the astral to the dogs. Where are we going? Yeah, I try to answer as many questions as I can in your blooming mind. Yeah, just because I love animals, it doesn't belong to spiritual issue, but it also does in a way, you know, like helping them, eh? Yeah. Sometimes the people don't treat animals right, you know, like in the cold weather, you know, minus 20 and 10 and 30, and they just leave the animal outside chained, you know, chained to the post day and night. Sometimes we have to rescue them. At least, you know, give them to the dog center, the non-cure center, and then they find them a better home. It's terrible. We saw a dog chained day and night, you know, and he had a wound in the neck. Because when it was cold, he probably didn't feel the pain. So he struggled to bark or protect that house, and then it kept cutting into his neck. And it took already 2 weeks and still didn't heal properly. You know? They took him to the doctor and still, of course, it heals already. You know, it's getting better and better. But can you imagine, it's not back to normal yet. Can you imagine some people do that? In the snow, in the icy snow, left him outside without any shelter. Well, there's a little roof like this, you know, cemented. But the wind goes through both sides, you know, and it's even worse. Probably protecting him from the rain, but not much. Yeah, and it was very cold. In some country, I know that country could be sometimes 25 minus. Of course, he won't die, but can you imagine how he feels? How would you feel if you were him? He didn't get any freedom at all. And he got sick like that, and they didn't even take care of him. They came now and again, you know, every 2-3 days, gave him some food. And then threw a loaf of bread there so that he could eat. And when it's in frozen weather, you can't even eat that. It was too cold, you know, and hard. Of course he survived. What kind of people who can do that? Understand me? So if you have animals, please do treat them like yourself, hey? Okay? You have to treat animals just the way you treat yourself, because they're like children. They depend on you, and they're loyal to you. Yeah? So loyal. And they never complain. Whatever you give them, they eat. Wherever you give them, they stay. Whatever, however you treat them, they're always grateful. So we as humans, yeah, we're supposed to be superior. We have to take care of the weak and the small. Right. Okay, that's it. End of this story. How long will you stay here?
Until you're here.
Until I'm here. But tomorrow you go back to work, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we can do. I'm not sure, but maybe weekend or something, you know? Because you have to work, right? Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, 3 days rest and it's good, right? Okay, there you are. Any more questions? I mean, good ones. Okay? Don't just try to blab and I will hate that and then you'll be out. Well, I have to teach you, okay? I can't keep dragging myself down to your level. I have to drag you up. Understand now?
Yeah.
It's a golden age, no more excuse. You have to be intelligent. Anybody got in the wisdom eye yet? Wake up call. There. Oh, my head, right? Right, here. Just a little snack. Little snack. Just break it for everyone. No? What? Can you get it? Oh, mixed up. All right. Don't eat too much. You're going to have lunch. If it's big, you break it and share, okay? There you are, baby.
Bring it, Michelle, okay? I'm sharing all the time, okay? Not just in front of you, not for you, for everyone. It's a time. Anybody don't have, come up, get. There, give him one, give her one. All the people don't share, you have to share, okay? We share all the time. Just this morning, I shared something to somebody that I don't know. I had to send it away to some African area. Yeah, I don't even know him. We share all the time, okay? But these things are not on the newspapers. Only when you do things, they're on the newspapers. When I do things, they're not. Otherwise, it takes all the newspapers in the world to print it every day. The whole newspaper, just for me. It would not be enough. So we have to share all the time, okay? While we are here on the planet, yeah? We owe it to each other. Good. What time are you supposed to go out? Or not go out? How long since you have been here sitting? Wow, my God. Okay, time to have a break. Yeah, have lunch and come back again. Don't worry. Come back again. No?
No.
Not yet.
Huh?
Not yet?
Okay, tell me. Well, what else do you want? Quick. Yes.
Hello, Happy New Year.
That's a good, good.
And also, thank you for knowing what's in my heart and answering.
I did?
You always do. And I love you. I always say I love you, but I do.
I know.
You
thank
know.
You.
I don't have to say it, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to all of you anyway.
Happy New Year to you.
Master.
Yes, baby.
It's,
what?
Honor to be on this earth with you. I chose the right time to come. Made a pact before to come down with you, and it is an honor. It is just an honor.
Yeah.
Especially, coming to this center. I've wanted it for a long time, and thank you.
You're welcome.
It is just wonderful.
Thanks to the brother.
Yes.
Who helped you to have a place here.
Brother Wu has done wonderful. Yeah.
Yes. They're doing the right thing. Where's Brother Wu? Is he here? Huh? He's upstairs? Okay. Come down, Wu.
His daughters are at the front.
Daughters? These two?
Yes.
Three?
Yeah.
I thought he has five, no?
He has five children.
Where's the other two guys? Where's your other two children?
Two boys.
Huh? In school? Take care of the house? All the children in the house?
Yeah.
They cannot come here?
They can, but it's too young. I don't know.
Okay.
Can they come?
Too young, like how young?
One of them is
13? 13, I think it's not too young.
No.
Okay. Maybe later they can come here just to have a look and then go back.
Okay.
Yeah, since they are here already.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's New Year, I'm feeling generous. Okay. Somebody can bring them here now.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, good. And your two children as well? That's very good that they do that. Yeah? Nice sacrifice. That's good. I always like that. And God always knows, hey? We know what you're doing. Okay, who else wants to say something? Something nice. It's New Year.
Master, can I say something nice that happened with my dog yesterday?
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, I left my dog with my mother for a day and a half, and she spoils her very much. And when I went back, the dog catch my attention, then looked to my mother and lick her lips very much. Tell me, oh, she gave me really good food. The way the dog communicates with me.
Mm-hmm.
They're very beautiful animals. I'm just saying that she told me, the dog told me that my mother gave her very good food.
Mm-hmm. Vegan, no?
Oh, yeah, of course, okay. All her life.
Right. Okay, that's good, yeah. Sometimes you can hear the dog talk, eh? Animals, yes. They do talk. Maybe clear or not, it depends on your reception, eh? Perception, but the dogs do talk, eh? With their eyes, my dogs, they talk with eyes. I always know what they want. I don't even need to be telepathic. No. Dogs' wants are simple anyway. Okay. A lot of love, good food, good water, clean water, and a clean and nice environment. Okay. Yes? Any more? Not? Yeah, share some good news for New Year.
It's also about my dog. She died a few years ago, but she always comes and visits me.
Yeah.
In my dreams. Mm-hmm. She's so happy.
Well, then it's cool. So be happy. You want another dog? You can get another dog if you want, but don't cry for her. If you want one, if you don't want, then it's fine. And by the way, if you really want a dog, there are many in the shelter. Please, just try to rescue some of them, or one of them, or two of them, eh? Yeah, all right. It's not that I encourage you to have pets or something, but if you do want, yeah? If you do want, and try to look into the shelters, all right? They'll be very grateful. Believe me, they know. The dogs know, and they'll be very grateful to you. They might not be as attached to you as the ex-owner, but they'll be very grateful. They might be even more loving to you.
Compassionate viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Make Miracles with Your Positive Spirit, Part 2 of 6, on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your faith in the Lord elevate your compassion towards all beings.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan, because we respect justice for all.